Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Wouldn't it be catastrophic if people in general were not equal, because there would be no enforcement of law? Talking to my congressman's office today, trying to explain this to them, I think they halfway got it, if that. But it remains to be seen. I get an appointment. I'm not going to mention any names because, I want to present it to them. If I get an appointment, it remains to be seen if they will understand it, and more than that, act upon it and do something about the fact that we as the disabled, and there's 61 million of us in this country, have to live and deal with situation where we're not equal and where there is no enforcement. Now, there were two separate parts to blame for this. The government, who in the beginning, when they made things, should have made it for everybody. That would have solved the whole problem, and put us under the same enforcement. The other part is the agencies that now have their hands tied because they're taking money from the state and the federal government. And along with that money comes dictatorship as to how they can spend the money. I'll never forget a couple of years ago when the head of the Independent Living Center said to me out here in Suffolk County, New York, I have tons of money that I got from the government for housing, but I can't use it to help people. Now, what kind of sense does that make? And he went on to explain some of that, but it's just horrible, the way we're treated. And it's not because we're different. We're not different. We're humans, like anybody else. Our needs have been modified because we've been made disabled, and many of us have been made disabled by the medical profession. What is the medical profession doing to help us and to offset some of this? By and large, they're making people worse with all these drugs. We see that now with this ridiculous vaccine and now these doctors telling people to go ahead and take it, even though it's killed people and it's causing blood clots. And that's just the tip of the iceberg in my mind. There's going to be a lot more. So here you have a situation where we are disabled, are not equal, because there's no enforcement of the law. And now they went ahead in the 90s and they created a different law, a different set of rules, whatever you want to call it. Because to me, it's not a law.
It's not a law now.
They created a different set of rules because, my theory is, and I believe it's right, because of the mentality of the agencies who the politicians listen to.
Oh, yeah.
The mentality of the agencies that told them, disabled people don't need everything else that everybody else has. They need a separate type of arrangement.
Right.
And that's why they created this stupid thing called the ADA, which to me is absolutely
Useless.
Ridiculous. Just yesterday, I was talking to a lawyer friend,
mm-hmm.
and we advertised him, so I'm gonna use his name, James Bahamundi, and I told him all the aspects that I could think of the emergency of this virus that were not that are not accessible to the millions of us who are disabled, right?
Right.
Now, I wasn't happy with his response, you know, because normally, if you went to a civil rights lawyer
mm-hmm.
and you said to that lawyer, I'm not equal, you know, I'm able-bodied. Let's take the able-bodied people. I'm able-bodied, but I'm not equal. I can't read the labels. They won't let me in places. What's going on here?
Right.
You know,
right.
There's no law. There's a set of rules. See, that's like a dictatorship. So I told him about all this stuff that we can't access.
Mm-hmm.
And his response to me was, "Oh, I'll research it." You know. Now, what the hell kind of a thing is research? What? I mean, that we're not equal? What's the research?
Exactly.
You know? Now, how do you bring a lawsuit down on something like this when you have to research? What is the research going to produce? I'll bet you any money it's going to produce that we're not allowed to sue the government
because this is
an emergency. Even though this virus is a so-called emergency, it's not an emergency for us because we're not allowed to read the signs and the stupid things on the floor and the signs on the door and the vaccination poison crap notices and the print and everything else. We're not allowed to read that as disabled people.
No, you're not.
You know, visually impaired and you have a lot of learning disabled too who can't read it.
Right.
So there's a startling example.
Yeah.
A startling example of how we are not equal.
That's
in a sight for years and years on these lines now has tried to tell the government that we're not equal, to fix it, to make it equal, you know, to pass the law of equality and get the agencies and the government to pitch in with the money. They haven't done that.
No, they haven't.
So now comes along this so-called virus, which makes it an emergency, and it's 10,000 times worse for us because we don't have the basics that everybody else has.
Yeah.
Well, there you have a horrible situation. All right, Inner Sight, welcome. By the way, the phone number 213-816-1650. And we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, out there in Tom's River, New Jersey, you want to adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. I received a great compliment on my dog today, a guy who is in the local coffee shop.
Oh.
And this guy was a dog groomer, you know, and he deals with all kinds of dogs. And he said that whenever somebody brings in an Akita or a Doberman, you know, the people are very reluctant to deal with those dogs because they have a bad rap and all that. You know?
Yeah, they do.
So ironically, as he was talking to me, somebody came in with a dog from the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And that other dog got really mad and nasty to Charabelle. And she just sat there and was cool the cucumber. Gave it a look, you know. Akitas will give a dog or a person a look.
Yeah, I know.
Say, don't try it.
Yeah.
You know. So I was really happy and proud of her. And and this guy commented that he's never seen an Akita guide dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we have one. More.
She might be the only one in the country. I don't know.
Well,
all right,
we heard of one, Frank, remember? But the thing is nobody ever, you know, got the name of the person for us to
check. Well,
it
was a while back.
You know,
we heard it was might have been another one in California, but I don't think we ever confirmed it.
We never did, no.
All right. With my dog, my Akita, we honor the memory of Helen Keller. I can truly say that.
Yeah.
She was a big Akita lover. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, Akita.org. Check them out. Hey, around the world, and right here in Islip, New York, Anthony Kennedy, Realty, a friend, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. All right. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, and next week we will honor the memory of Corey Foster.
Yes, we will.
Corey, Avante,
mm-hmm.
Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, all
mm-hmm.
the others. Go an extra mile for a child. All right. We remind people of that every night. Honor and protect the children. Let's see. You need dog food, cat food? Hey, we got a good number for you. Yeah, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. And if you're disabled and you have trouble getting the food, talk to him about that. He's pretty accommodating.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. 484-3085-631. And I want to thank the Long Island Coalition folks
today
for helping us with the news release that will be going out soon. Yeah, I know. Do you have a copy of it?
Yeah, I do. Hold on, let me just get to it if you want
me
to read
it.
Yeah, hold on.
When is it supposed to go out? Tomorrow?
I don't know because I didn't read it. I just got
it. Let's why don't we read it on the air?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. If you can read it.
We can. Yeah, I got to see,
this,
you know.
About the nursing homes and the petition.
Yep.
And, you know, how important it is to change this system that oppresses so many people. Inner Sight, and remind you of James Bahamonde, a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You need civil rights information. All right? And some of our friends in the past, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, all with a .com, and friends that have helped us in the past. And my buddy Sal from the Acai Cafe in Islip, put him in there too. Great, great guy. All right. Inner Sight, you got that news release?
Yeah, I do. I'm ready.
Oh. Well, let's hear. Let's read it on the air. May as well. It's going to go out.
Oh, my. It's pretty good. He has almost everything in here. I'm just, you know, one. Oh, he's got, it's temporarily set up right now. But he's got where our quotes should be and all that, so we got to give him more stuff, okay? But this is temporarily what it is. It says the title. Hold on, let's get to it. Family members, advocates for the disabled demand investigation into nursing home death on Long Island. Officials urge to increase protection for elderly, comma, disabled individuals. And then it says Islip, New York. And it says family. We're not in Islip anymore, are you? Maybe we should have him correct that. But anyway,
I am in Islip.
Oh, you are? Technically?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the town of Islip? Oh, okay. I get it now. All right, so family members and advocates for the disabled are calling on state and local officials to investigate the death of Rose M. Tarazi, 85, who passed away on February 24th after contracting an infection at Daleview Care Center in Farmingdale. They are also demanding more protections for disabled and elderly individuals. Disabled and elderly individuals, and stricter enforcement of the Americans with Disabilities Regulation. Tarazi, originally from Brooklyn, started showing symptoms of Lewy body dementia in 2018. Adult Protective Services got involved that same year after Tarazi, having forgotten where she placed her money, asked a bank to locate it for her. Adult Protective Services moved swiftly to seize all Tarazi's assets and forced her into a nursing home. Perfect. He said that perfectly. Her daughter, Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, who had power of attorney, protested but was told she could be charged with negligence unless she could provide constant supervision for her mother. Tarazi Ferraro has multiple disabilities and lives on a fixed income, and so was unable to meet APS's demands. At a subsequent fair hearing, the state refused to approve an extra hours needed for Tarazi's round-the-clock care and moved to force her into a state-run facility. That's very true. Tarazi Ferraro instead placed her mother at Huntington Hills, Center for Health and Rehabilitation in Melville, where she stayed until the beginning of 2020. According to Tarazi Ferraro, during that time, her mother was physically abused on at least four occasions and was also a victim of neglect, which led to serious sepsis infection. It was after Tarazi recovered that her daughter moved her to Daleview Care Center, and it was there that in early 2021, shortly before the first COVID-19 wave pandemic, she developed an infection which led to sepsis, which spread to her body. That's a little wrong. We could adjust that, but that last part, we're going to have to adjust that. He's close, though. It's a little further later, but I could talk to him about that.
The news called you. You explained it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, he's going to just have to, it's some months, it's supposed to be further back towards this year. You know, I don't know if I'm reading it correctly. I'll just have to, you know, it says early, oh, wait, hold on. Let me make sure this is right. Okay. It was after Tarazi recovered that her daughter moved her to Daleview. And it was there that in early 2021, shortly before the first wave of the COVID pandemic, she developed an infection that led to sepsis, which spread to her brain and put her into a coma. That's perfect. Tarazi Ferraro and family, friends, and including Frank Bruno of Intersight and Corp asked to visit her in the hospital, but were denied. It's true. Including Frank Marino. Okay. Asked to visit her in the hospital, but were denied. They were also denied when they asked to send in another doctor to get a second opinion. That's true, too. Tarazi was sent back to the nursing home facility to die. And Tarazi Ferraro was not allowed to see her mother before she died. No, I was. I was allowed. But I was angry because...
All right, so you can correct that.
Yeah. I was angry because they, you know, at that point, they allowed me to see her and she's dying. And all the time that I was,
they wouldn't let you bring in another doctor.
And nothing. Nothing.
That made you angry too.
My mother, yeah, is like, what the heck? You know, she's dying now. I mean, I could have seen my mother and enjoyed her and everything, and now you let me see her when she's dying? That really, you know, got me. Okay, and then he has a quote from you and a quote from me. We have to, you know, give him
those.
There's more. And he said, according to 2018 investigation by Kaiser Health News and the Chicago Tribune, year after year, nursing homes around the country have failed to prevent bed sores and other infections that can lead to sepsis. And then the report goes on to say...
Not just us.
Federal rebut?
Not just us saying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It says the report goes on to say a federal report has found that care related to sepsis was the most common reason given for transfers of nursing homes residents to hospitals and noted that such cases ended in death much more often than hospitalizations for other conditions. And that's true. So heart-wrenching.
Now, to before we go to the phones, to tie this in to what we're talking about tonight, where people are not equal, all right? Now, we're not saying that a person might not have to go to a facility.
Right.
Hopefully, but it's got to be a safe facility. We're not saying a person might not have to go to a hospital or a facility, but when they do, what we are concerned about, which takes away our equality, why the hell do they interfere with their apartment? And why does the nursing home try to take away their house if they find out they have assets? See? Now,
it works like this, right?
Most disabled people are on the income of the disability, which is not much. All right? So why isn't that declared a hardship and allow the person to keep their money and get the damn agencies? The government's going to pay a part of it anyway. That's already happening. Get the agencies to start raising the damn money so the person can keep their place with the idea, I'm going home.
Right.
That's where people are not equal, and that's where the Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't do a damn thing, like it, just like it doesn't do a damn thing about the million other aspects of our lives. And that's what
right.
needs to be changed.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's the difference. There's the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, a person may be in an accident. They got to go for rehab. All
right?
They're in a
right.
facility.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They try to push them into a nursing home because of the
yes,
money.
They do.
That should
this.
Not be
you
allowed
hear how
to
they
happen.
Do it? You want to hear how they do it while you're in the facility? They say, oh, you haven't really, you're plateauing with your physical therapy. You haven't really made a stride in the upward direction since last week. So your insurance is telling us that you have to go to the long-term unit. That's what they do every time. And meanwhile,
well, what about if another doctor, hold it, what about if another doctor comes in and says, I don't agree. This person has made great progress.
Yeah.
Another couple of weeks,
that.
They're able to go home.
Yeah.
How about that?
They
where's their rights? Where's their
yeah.
rights?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that needs to be changed. People need to have rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's called equality.
Yeah.
You know? It's called equality.
Thank God for my husband who actually said to them, you know, this is, you know, not good. She has, you know, family. She has, you know, where she is going to.
Wait a minute. Who's
know.
She? What are you? You jumped off on
me,
something nobody knows what you're
on,
talking about.
When I was in the nursing home.
You.
And
talking
I
about
needed
you
to
now.
Go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to come and get me. Otherwise, they were going to keep me.
All right. So, he, yeah. There,
yeah.
There's another example. You know,
yeah.
Of the family who's going to help, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't always have that.
No.
You know, with or without that, a person should still have rights, you know. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, if you want to phone in and talking tonight about you can't have equality without enforcement. If anybody, you know, if you call in, try to stick to the subject. I mean, I realize sometimes
yeah.
it's hard, but
yeah.
try to relate something that you believe that you don't have equality in.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, we have any phone calls?
Yeah, but for some reason, the blog switched pages. Give me a second. I just have to go back to the page.
All right. And in the meantime...
okay, yes, we do.
Don't forget, we're on television. Do it quiet. Don't forget, we're on television tonight at 11, 1997. And then Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel tonight on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20 on the Altice, goes all over Long Island. They still got the reruns up there. All right,
yes.
Inner Sight, anybody on the line?
Our listener would like to speak, who always listens. I don't know his name, I'm sorry, but he'd like to speak tonight.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
here
I believe it's Danny.
Yeah.
It
all right, here
one.
He is.
All right,
yeah.
Dan, Inner Sight.
All right, here he comes. Hello, Danny. Huh? Okay.
All right. All right, we'll maybe Dan will come in later. We have anybody else?
We have Maureen. Oh, he hung up. Okay.
All right.
I don't know why he hung up now. That was weird. All right. He pressed 1 and then he hung up. All right.
Yeah, well, people have to get used to what's going on. Danny is a great guy. Let me explain about Danny, all right?
Yeah.
Danny, you don't have to be afraid to talk on this show. He has a speech problem.
No big deal.
You know? Now, if people don't like that, the hell with them. This
That's
is
right.
my show.
That's right.
You know, this show is for the disabled.
That's right.
Excuse me. Anybody calling in who has a speech problem, we're going to help them. We're going to tolerate. We're going to listen to them. We're going to make sure that they get their point across. Anybody doesn't like that, they can kiss in a sight's ass.
That's right. Macy's window, 5 o'clock.
Now, go ahead. Let's get...
Okay.
See if Maureen is...
All right, we got Maureen. Okay, here she comes.
She's on.
No, she's here. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thank you.
Hey.
Did you have a nice birthday, Frank?
Yeah, man, yeah. I went to the mall, hung out, and had some turkey chili.
Oh,
nice. Nice. Yeah, very
and
nice.
Got younger.
That's always nice to do.
My aunt had a good birthday. She's born the same year, was born in the same hospital as Frank, and she was born one day earlier and was in the same ICU. Yeah, she was in the same ICU as
Who is that? Susan?
My aunt.
I hope she's getting younger.
Yeah, she is. She said there's only one problem. This year she can't turn around the numbers. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, it's the same either way.
Yeah, no, it's worse the other way.
Oh, that's not good.
All right.
So, actually, Mike is Frank. She's Mike coming back to live in New York.
Why?
So, exactly, but she... I don't know exactly why, and I still have to dig deep about that. So I think, you know, after my mom died, a couple of reasons, you know, she wants to be close to me. That's one of the reasons, I think.
I understand that, yeah. I was only kidding.
No, I know. I know.
I tell you, everything's gotten so crazy. But the, I know this is off the subject, but the... pandemic, the corona, COVID, whatever the heck it's called, has gone down 51% since January, so that's good in New York, so that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
No? Yeah. I didn't hear the first part of the show because, I was on with my mom, and she didn't hang up the phone exactly right, so I was trying to get somebody to do that, and then I've been getting bad cramps in my legs today, I don't know, so I was trying to get rid of one of them, so I don't know what's causing that. I do get them sometimes, but, like, this is the sixth one today alone, so I don't know. I think it's just all tension and stress, you know?
Yeah. Do you stretch a lot? Can you stretch in the house?
I mean, I can, but I don't know why. I don't know why, you know, they're happening so much today. I have no idea. I think I just have too much on my mind and this damn pandemic and... everything, you know. I did see you yesterday, so that was good. But we're not, you know, we have obstacles in our way in every area, actually, you know, that nothing is enforced for us, you know.
Right.
All over the place, you know, in, just in everyday life, you know.
That's true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm.
No enforcement.
Yep.
No equality.
Nope, no enforcement at all. None at all. No, I mean, even just accessibility things aren't always for the blind or legally blind or, you know, they have ramps for people in wheelchairs and stuff, but there's not always anything for the, like we were saying the other day, the elevators should have the announcements for each floor so you know what floor you're on, you know? Even if they get two bells, that's no good.
Yeah,
even if they do bells, you know, I mean, if you're talking to someone or they, you could miscount and end up on the wrong floor, you know, so. So they really should have more of them in buildings, you know, for the elevators and just every area. I mean, there's just so many, you know, it's just horrible, you know, if you don't have somebody with you or you don't. You know, to help you out, or you don't have a friend you could call on, or, you know, you can't have your mail read if you don't have a device, or just everyday things that people take for granted.
You ever see those signs up on the, they have them on a lot of the restrooms, you know, Braille and the raised print. Maureen, can you decipher raised print?
If I touched it, I guess. I don't do braille, but I mean, if it's in
right,
print,
but you can decipher the raised print, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I'm looking at
big.
The... What?
It depends on if it's large. If it's tight and small together, then it's harder.
No. I'm talking about the kind that you can read. Of course, it's got to be the type you can read.
Right.
All right. So a blind person, visually impaired, can touch that and know the letters, you know. So they have they have those signs up on the, usually up on the restroom. So I'm looking at this one sign, and I'm saying to myself, why the hell isn't this all over? Look, they can do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it occurs to me, the reason it's not all over, because there's no damn enforcement.
That's right.
It's hit and miss. It's like they're doing us a favor, you know? Well, don't do me no damn favors.
Just do it,
you know? Make me equal.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey,
that's
the problem.
Exactly.
Mhm.
Yeah, like
my husband got called back to work, so he's working in the city, but I don't know what he's building or rebuilding. But he got called back to work, so we're kind of happy that he got called back to work. But we're trying to figure out from the location, you know, because it's right, you know, near Time Warner building, where he's gonna be, you know, working near there. And he's like, is he building a residence? Is he building, you know, another office building? An office building would be just a waste. So we're trying to figure out if they're going to convert a building to a residence. That'd be nice. You know?
Right.
Well, what do you mean? Doesn't he know what he's building?
They don't tell them until they get on the job.
They don't tell them?
No. Nope.
Well, it's some kind of a structure, right? It's a structure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. What's that got to do with the print I'm talking about?
Well, you know, if they're rebuilding something, then they have to put in, you know, those little signs and stuff all over the place. But if they're not rebuilding it, even if they're not rebuilding, if they're rebuilding it, and if they are also, you know, redoing a whole new building. They have to do
It's funny that you mentioned that, because today I was talking with my congressman's rep, and she brought it up that new structures, according to the ADA, must be accessible and all that.
Yes.
But when I said to her, well, what if they don't? What's the enforcement?
What she said?
She couldn't answer my question.
They probably
like this.
Answered
what's
your question with another question.
On that?
Yeah.
She couldn't answer the question. Well, now, I don't know if that means there is none, or maybe she just didn't know. But you would think that the Congress of the United States would know about that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you would think.
They don't even know.
Yeah.
How do you expect other people to know?
Yeah.
Right.
So there it is again.
It's sad because, you know, we depend on these people for answers and we don't get any. Yeah.
I remember
years
ago, I was part of a service project when I was in college. And we went and we gave the owners of little businesses and stuff free evaluations on their businesses Well, let me finish what
all happened. That stuff is a bunch of bull. It doesn't mean
I know,
damn
but we
thing.
Did do this. We did do this. And then they thanked us. Some of them
they're appeasing the disabled is what they're
no,
doing.
No, actually, some of them made the change because they had no idea what to do. Nobody taught them what to do or anything. And some of them...
Yeah, but there's no enforcement.
No.
Again, they're doing you a damn favor.
Well, listen, what happened?
You know,
the thing that doesn't... The thing that bothers me is that where were the agencies? Why weren't they doing it? I had to volunteer my time to do it. Where were the agencies?
Yeah. Right.
I think that kind of thing makes the whole situation worse.
I know.
And I'll tell you why, because there's no enforcement, there's no law. You can't go to that person and say, look, you know, first of all, if you go to them, there should be money behind it. You know, the government and the agencies, you know. Then if you go to them, let's assume there's money behind it, and you say, look, you have so many days to do this, otherwise you have to appear in court and explain to the judge, you know, you may be able to get an extension, and then tell them what the enforcement is. You know, if you don't do this, you're taking away people's equality, you could wind up in jail or lose your license.
See,
now that would have some meaning.
They were scared.
But not just to go. They have all these independent living places have these stupid task force that go around and do this. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time. And it's a waste of money. You know?
But
the independent living gets money to do this. Why the hell is the government... Why does the government allow these things to happen? I'll tell you why. Because they look down on us. Oh, give the disabled person something to do. Make them feel that they're making a difference. Well, you're not making a difference. They're making a fool out of you.
That wasn't what the government chose. I had made that service project on my own because I was getting tired of people not doing anything to help the disabled, especially living places. I couldn't find an apartment when I graduated.
It doesn't do a damn thing without enforcement.
If
they really wanted to do something with something like that, you know what they would have done? They would have sent people to Washington as a lobbyist and paid for it and demanded enforcement. Then they're really doing something. But anything other than going to somebody's business and please, can you do bull crap. I don't plead with nobody anymore.
I realized something after I finished all of my college and I was getting out of that area, and when people were not making a lot of the changes, they thought that we were going to be some sort of organization that would have come in and done the enforcing. They were afraid of us in the beginning. But guess what? We didn't have the money to do that. If we had the money to do that...
You didn't have the authority to do it either.
Exactly, right. So then it weakened, you know, a lot of the things. It actually weakened the ABA in a bit.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Sure. It makes people, you know what it does? It makes people realize, oh, this is just some disabled people trying to tell me, I don't have to do this.
Little did we know that the government wasn't going to stand behind us and help us.
They don't stand behind you.
They don't give a...
That's the whole damn thing.
Yeah, they don't.
If you were able-bodied, and you went to a place and they wouldn't let you in, the police would be involved, wouldn't they?
How come we didn't get
What?
How come we get disabled people didn't get a little extra stimulus money for our needs, and, you know, we could have used some extra stuff, you know?
Yeah, because people who are able-bodied... are equal. We're not. They're protected by the law.
Do you know what? I don't know what I feel like doing, but maybe somebody could help me with this. I'm thinking of, since we, you know, aren't equal, maybe we should put that, you know, right there and start working on molding it and making people aware that, hey, do you realize we're not equal? Think about it.
We're doing that right now.
No more. I think we should do more and make sure
Put it up on the Facebook.
I do it every night when I put the shows, but I could do it more, you know.
I
can't
can
even
do
the Facebook because I don't have much money because I'm disabled and I only live on disability, and my mom is in a nursing home, I don't even have Facebook to use, or, you know, the device, or know how to use it, because, you know, I just...
They don't help you out.
That's all I have, two little cell phones, because I don't have, you know, the money to get all this equipment.
No, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have it either. I'm not sure I want it, but...
No, I really, you know, I really particularly wouldn't want it. I'm so sick of living in this time all around with... We have all these devices. Phones don't work half the time, and things don't work half the time, and it's too much. People don't even socialize that much because they can be sitting next to each other texting to one another.
Devices don't make
why.
Us equal. None of these devices that have come out make us equal. None of them. None
you're
of
right
them.
About
what
that.
What you just
Maureen,
said, you can't count
way.
On. What?
She's right about sitting next to people and just talking. Because I did that when I wanted my husband to know something and somebody was not being quite nice to me. And I wanted my husband to know something and help me out, you know, or being pressuring me or whatever. You know, and I would tell him something via text. One time someone was on the train and very
who the
drunk.
Hell, I wouldn't want to do that.
What?
I wouldn't conduct my life like that.
No, somebody
well,
was being drunk.
Texting somebody.
Well, I
you know,
didn't save my life.
Yesterday
seriously.
I went to see my poor mom for the visit.
Yeah.
And here's another case where, you know, you get to be with each other in the tent, but we have to social distance. So I can't actually see her face that well or her how she's actually looking, and all, you know. So I'm at a disadvantage there, too, you know, because
do
of
you have
my
a lantern
handicap.
Or, like, I'm sorry, do you have a lantern or, like, a little thing for, like, when the electricity goes out or, like, a flashlight or something?
Well, I mean, it's... fully lit the tent, but I can't see her that well. You know what I mean?
Bring it. I don't care. It should be. They should light that up for you.
You know, but I mean,
I
can't actually see
daylight.
If she's looking well or not, or you know what I mean? You know.
Maybe they'll catch the hint and lighten that, change the bulb to a bulb that's, you know, better. The bulbs.
I mean,
you know,
it still wouldn't matter. I just can't see her well because, you know, because of my eye problem, and I'm at a disadvantage
again because
of it.
That's the only answer.
Yeah.
Why don't you just move closer to her? The hell
with
it.
Well, we have to stay. But I thought it was down to 3 feet. How can we still stay? You know, I'm so sick of this whole damn virus, and I'm getting even sick of the damn vaccinations. I'm just sick of the whole damn everything altogether. Now, somebody told me some nursing home, I don't know if it's in this state, of course, maybe it's upstate, not down here, the family members, they were all kissing each other and everything at one point.
Huh?
But here we can't do that.
Well,
we're still social
distancing.
That
shows you that they can
wear...
bring people closer.
Mm-hmm. I have to wear 2 masks. She wears 1, I think. I have to wear 2 and the PPE gown.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, at least we can be with each other in the tent. I'm sorry, Susan?
I think because you didn't get vaccinated. I think that's why they do that.
No, it's got nothing. They actually can't ask you about vaccinations or the tests.
They don't know who's vaccinated and who isn't.
Or they
you know,
like
well,
if
you're
in an institution, you can't actually be made to take a vaccination. But anyway, it's got nothing to do with that anyway. It's how everybody is treated there, not just me. Everybody has to put on the PPE gown and the masks and all that crap. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just, it just has to end. People are getting sick of it. People
but you
are
know
tired
what?
Of lies.
Well, what do you, what
being
do, you told. Do? You're sitting at one end and she's at the sitting at the other end?
No, she's just 6 feet in front of me.
In front of
me? There's no one.
And you're facing each other, right?
Yeah, we're facing each other. Yep.
All right. So what's the big deal if you get up and you walk over to her and say, "Hi, Mom," and you give her a hug? What the hell is it? What are they going to do to you?
Because the country we live in today wants to keep people, you know, social distanced if they could for the rest of our lives. And
is there anything,
be behind
is there anything
masks for the rest of our lives. I'm sorry, Frank?
Is there any barriers between you?
No. Not at all.
Go over and give her a hug.
Well, that's what I said. Even the accessorized vehicles have, you know, the whatever, plexiglass in front of the first seat. But
you
whole part in between.
You stop
me
from hugging my mother? I'm calling the news. I'm going to tell them about this.
Yeah.
You call them what?
No. I said, you stop me from hugging my mother? I'm going to report this to the news. Let's see what they have to say.
Well, I mean, that's how it is in this nursing home.
Right.
I don't want to get them in trouble because at least they're very nice to her and to me, so I don't want to get
You're not
going to
get in
trouble
if you, believe me, if you take a minute and hug your mother.
No, this is the governor's orders. These are his orders.
Nah.
Yeah, they are.
So we have to
obey. Not there. He's not there.
We have to obey Herr Cuomo.
That's the truth, though.
I wouldn't let anybody stop me from hugging my mother, I'll tell you that.
Well,
hell
that's
yeah.
Why I want to get her out so we can live like normal human beings again. And
I
live life
know.
How we want.
Yeah.
Now, it's just with how far, now, were you able to see those other apartments or fill out more of the forms? Or you still
well, the one we've been dealing with, either she has COVID or her office, so she hasn't been in for the past week and a half.
Aw.
It's been shut down. So actually I'm in limbo again, not being able to do anything, you know, right now.
Well, maybe we'll just wait and see. I wouldn't, you know, count her out. Mm. Wait and see.
Oh, yeah, no, because I thought she might be sick because she didn't put on her, message thing that if she were away, she'd be away from such and such a date to such and such a date.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So I figured she might be sick.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna move on, Maureen. Got to do the rest of the show, and I wanna talk about tomorrow's program a little bit.
Maureen.
Okay,
you
guys take care too. Good night.
Take care.
Around the world.
Thank you.
And tomorrow night we're gonna have at least four people. Maybe more, talking about their experience and what they think about how the tax money doesn't provide safety for us. You know, and we'll get into that tomorrow night and how that has to be changed, you know, to make us equal. If that isn't changed, we will never be equal. All right, so tomorrow night we'll have a group of people. All right, by the way, if anybody would like to join in on that tomorrow night, give us a call on the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. And by the way, you don't have to be disabled. You know?
Right.
You could be a relative of a disabled person or just somebody who cares, who pays taxes and, you know, is outraged that tax money doesn't protect another citizen, another American citizen?
Frank, Danny called back, and you want to tell him what you said before about the situation? Because I'm not going to open his line, but you can tell him what you said.
No, all I said was that, you know, Dan is a great, great guy. I know him for many years, and a lot of people who would call here, and some are reluctant, and you shouldn't be.
You have
a speech problem. There's no problem with that on this show. And if anybody doesn't like it, the hell with them. They don't have to listen.
Yep.
You know, we certainly honor people of all types of disabilities. So
that's
you don't
true.
Have to, you know, be afraid to talk if you have a speech impediment. All right, Inner Sight.
That's right.
Let's see, 213-816-1650. I know Danny's not afraid of that because we had him on the television show and there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
All right. Talking tonight about how we are not equal. There's no enforcement of the American Disability Act. We have all kinds of examples of that. You know, and I'm hoping to get an appointment with my congressman, you know, to try to get him involved to present a bill toward the idea of making the disabled person equal. We need enforcement. Anything that you have, that the law, that doesn't have enforcement, it doesn't mean anything. There's no meaning to it. And we're the worst group in this country that has the idea that people have to do us a favor. That there's no enforcement on any of these rules. Did you ever hear of anybody going to jail because they wouldn't let somebody in their place with a wheelchair?
No.
You never heard of that?
No.
No.
I wish it would happen.
But if they didn't let an able-bodied person in, and they were legitimate, they were open and all that, the police mm-hmm. would come.
Yeah.
And they would tell that person, you either let this person in, or we're giving you a summons, and you have to appear in court, and you could
right.
possibly wind up in jail.
Right.
We don't have that.
No.
No.
Well, I'll tell
so,
you something. The only way we'll have something like that is if somebody physically beats us up, and then they call it in as I'd say, somebody attacking us or something like that. Something totally different than the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's the only way.
Oh, so they can mentally beat you up and
but
get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care about that.
Right.
They got to physically beat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't work. That's not equality to me.
No, it isn't.
You know,
equality.
They shouldn't be able to abuse anyone in any way.
Yeah, that's right.
And get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
There should be equality. And we're not saying mm-hmm. that it should be one-sided. You see? See, we're fair.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight is fair. We're not saying it should be one-sided. No. We're saying that the person who has a place and it's barriered from wheelchairs, we're saying that person should have help to fix it. The agencies and the government, along with the enforcement, should be doing something about it. So you see, we're trying to help the people that are keeping us out. The agencies aren't helping them.
No,
they aren't doing a damn thing about it.
Nope.
If they tell you they are, say to them, "Where's the money to make this place
accessible?" That's right.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. The phone number. And I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners. And thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Tomorrow night's show, how we're not protected with the tax money. And we're going to hear from some of the people who are affected by that tomorrow night. So be with us.
Definitely.
Inner Sight.
And Danny,
around
if you'd like
world.
To join us, you can.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. inner sight. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.